This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A special prosecutor and a federal grand jury in Washington are probing whether laws were broken when senior officials revealed to reporters that the wife of a critic of the administration worked for the CIA. Time magazine reporter Matt Cooper went public over the weekend, saying that he testified before the grand jury that he heard it from Deputy White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove. Yesterday, the president raised the bar on whether he will fire any White House officials over that leak. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has more.
Although the president has indicated that he would fire anyone involved in leaking the name of a covert CIA officer, now a law must be broken.
If someone committed a crime, they will no longer work in my administration.
This is a change from what the president has said in the past. As recently as June of last year, he was asked if he would stand by his pledge to fire anyone who leaked the name of a CIA officer, and his answer was yes. Identifying a CIA officer who is undercover has been a crime since 1982, when President Reagan signed the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. Victoria Tensing was chief counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee and was involved in drafting the law. She also served in the Reagan administration as Deputy Assistant Attorney General. I asked her to clarify a couple of basic points. First, from what we know now, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove did not identify CIA officer Valerie Plame by name. He said she was the wife of Ambassador Joe Wilson. I asked if the law requires revealing a name.
No, it would not. That's not an important part of whether this is a crime or not.
Is it also true that that it is not considered a crime if the person who identifies a CIA officer does not know that they are a covert agent?
Absolutely. See, this crime basically requires the person revealing the information to intentionally give the name with the knowledge that the person was undercover and that the U.S. government was trying to hide her identity.
Victoria Tensing suggested that as an officer providing expertise on weapons of mass destruction at CIA's Langley, Virginia headquarters, Valerie Plame may have been relatively well known in Washington and may not have been covert within the meaning of the act because she may have been working in the U.S. for more than 5 years.
We were really looking at the outing of CIA officers and agents outside of the United States. Originally, we were only making it illegal to out somebody who was serving abroad. And then, of course, some wise person said, well, what if they're back on rotation? So I can still remember, you know, we started out, well, maybe 1 year, we need to protect them, maybe 10. And we agreed on 5 years of having served abroad.
Jeffrey Smith is a former general counsel at the CIA, now a lawyer in private practice. He agrees with Tensing that knowingly revealing any information identifying an undercover CIA officer violates the law. But he points out that the CIA apparently does regard Valerie Plame as undercover. That's why they asked the Justice Department to investigate when her name first appeared in the press. And he said it's not entirely unusual for covert officers to work in Washington and to interact with other government officials.
In my view, it's incumbent upon government officials to just be very careful and that a red flag ought to go up when they deal with CIA officers. What sometimes can make it difficult is when, let's say, a CIA officer who is a clandestine officer typically serves overseas, comes back to the United States, and is assigned to an interagency task force on, let's say, WMD. It's incumbent upon the government officials who work with that individual to, first of all, understand that the person is undercover, and secondly, take all necessary measures to protect that fact.
There's been only one prosecution under the Intelligence Identities Protection Act, and that person pleaded guilty, so there was no trial, in effect, no road test for enforcing this law. But, of course, if the special prosecutor finds there has been any attempt to cover up what happened, prosecutors know very well how to deal with that. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.